Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter as well at KingTail21.
All right, so this episode, we got to address the elephant in the room, man. We got to talk about diss tracks. I mean, just personally, in my opinion, I feel like Nicki Minaj was destroyed by Remy Ma. Like, it's not even, when it comes to a diss track, I feel like it's three things that go along with a great diss track. Mm-hmm. So, first, you gotta have bars. Because if you don't have bars, if it's no real wordplay going on, it's not effective.
No question.
Next, you gotta have a true effect. Like, your opponent has to feel that track. Like, they gotta feel what you said. Like, when Ice Cube dropped No Vaseline, NWA felt that. Like, they was emotional. And thirdly, you gotta have reach. How does your diss track affect social media? Are people making memes? Does it really matter?
Right.
The main reason why Drake killed Meek Mill so bad is because of the memes. He was playing memes on stage at his concert, on the big screen. Like, come on, man. That's reach right there. So you gotta have bars, effect, and reach. So with this Nicki Minaj situation, like, how do you feel about it, man? How you feel about that?
Well, let's be clear. A diss record should not concern how many album sales one made or how much money they got. So I agree with you as well. It's about bars. It's about cadence. It's about what you're saying, how it reaches, like you said, how it reaches the people. Now, Nicki Minaj, I'm sorry, but yeah, you were buried. I mean, Remy performed an exceptional eulogy. That's all I can say. So, I mean, I can't wait for the repass, if there's going to be a repass. Because there's no way Nicki can be reincarnated from that. I mean, I just can't see it. Just from what I heard. There was some things in there, and I was like, whoa, like, you know.
Yeah, it was just murder, man. Like, it was just ridiculous. Like, every bar was, like, intense. And my favorite part was how she said, don't break up numbers. And then she broke down her whole contract situation. Like, that was just so strategic.
She said, you signed a 360 deal. Your money go through five people before you. I was like, yo.
And that was great because she basically called out what Nicki would do before she did. She said, don't bring up numbers. And what's the first thing Nicki did was say, oh, your numbers is trash. When Remy Ma clearly said, don't bring up numbers. Like, don't. But I mean, we're not going to talk about that.
We know Remy don't need money. Let's be clear. We all know Remy's situation. You know, I mean, she was in jail for about 6-7 years, you know, writing. She had time to build up work to where she is now. So, I mean, no disrespect to Nicki Minaj. She has a great career. But when it comes to lyrics, it's not there. Not on Remy's level.
Not at all. Nicki is one of those artists who I would like to say is a mainstream artist. Like, she's good. She's marketable. They can put her out there. People are going to like her. She's great when it comes to getting followers on social media, getting attention. A pop star. But when it comes to being an actual lyricist, she's not a lyricist at all. She can make a decent song, you know, but as far as bars, nah, man, she's not there at all. She says some of the worst, like, she got some of the worst bars ever, man.
So with that being said, what is your favorite Nicki Minaj song?
I mean, personally, I'm not really a fan of hers. Like, I feel like, the Monster song, that was like her best verse, but...
Oh, the one with Kanye.
Yeah, with Kanye.
But look at the lineup she was on the song with.
Yeah, see,
Kanye, exactly. Jay, Rick Ross. So you had to keep up. And her, I ain't gonna lie, her verse was dope. Like, you know.
But other than that, I can't name you a Nicki Minaj song. I mean, other than, the Meek Mill song they did together? Like, I'm not a fan. I'm just not into her music. I ain't gonna, like we said in last episode, I don't want to say she's trash, but her style of music, just, it's not for me. Like, I'd rather have somebody with, listen to artists with substance, you know, they can give me something. Her, she just seemed real fabricated and
yep.
it just seems like a lot of fake, you know, and it's not, okay. Again, it's not bars, whereas Remy Ma can at least give you bars, like.
She had me like, ooh.
Man, I was listening to the diss track just like, oh my God, did she go this far? Like, because I had just watched a clip of her today, a few days before,
right,
stating right. that when I drop a diss track, if I say something to you, I'm going to say your name. I'm going to address you directly.
Well, see, that's how beef should, that's how this record should be.
Yes, exactly.
You
know what
I mean? You got to, like you said, you got to make them feel it. You know, you put a record out and it's going to be subliminal. Like, oh, who is he or she talking about? That ain't what Remy did. She opened the song with an old clip of Nicki saying Free Remy. So that alone was like, ah, come on, man. Once upon a time, you was a fan.
Right, and I love that part, man. Right. And I love when the substance of the track is like so disrespectful and grimy. Like, right, I love that. I love that aspect of the culture. And I saw a lot of people taking it deep and black women don't need to go against black women. And this is the thing. When it comes to hip-hop is a sport. And part of the sport is battling, is competition. Like, I love when we have these time periods where artists are going at each other, you know, because it's competitive. It's like we get an extra sport other than basketball and football. Like, it's amazing. Like, remember when Kendrick dropped Control and he killed Big Sean and he just was murdering everybody. He called everybody out. We need stuff like that in rap.
He made other people get better.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. We need artists to go at each other. Everybody don't need to be buddy buddy. It's not fun with that. Like that's what's wrong with the NBA. It's not too many people fighting, and everybody like each other. Everybody want to
be on the same team.
Let's compete. I don't like you. I want to beat you. Let's compete. You know what I'm saying?
To be the best, you gotta beat the best.
Man, we need more of that. And one reason why I will say that Remy Ma's diss track was so great is because of the reach. You saw the videos. The memes.
Dude, Twitter was bugging that day.
It was wild. It was wild.
My favorite meme was the one where they said Safari probably at home, and it showed the clip of him in Love and Hip Hop where the fight scene was going on. He was like, I was like, yo, like, this is classic.
Yeah, and her, and like, we saw how Twitter reacted to that and the memes and stuff. So another beef that's going on right now is Young Dolph and Yo Gotti.
Oh my goodness.
And that one is clearly more dangerous, but it doesn't have the reach on social media as Remy Ma's diss track did. But they had more of a reach in the streets because Young Dolph's car got shot up. Supposedly he got hit with 100 rounds and walked out unscathed. And then went to go perform the diss track. Like,
right.
That's next level beef right there, man. That's next level.
That definitely is next level. And this kind of beef is going to end in two ways. Somebody's either going to get hurt, or they're going to end up calling the truce, and they both go their separate way.
I agree. I really think that something is going to happen, man. I don't see that.
You got to respond, yo. You got to respond. You talking about your baby mama, yo. Like, you got to say something. You know, at least a tweet. I mean, something.
Right, for me, I love when rappers keep it on wax. I'm not one for the whole let's take it to the streets, because if you're an artist and you're that popular, you usually have something to lose. So I don't want you to put that in jeopardy as far as, you know, you going to jail or somebody getting hurt or something like that. I like when it's bars. I want you to be disrespectful in the booth. That's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, I really see that. And I think as far as you go with violence, is y'all, you know, knuckle up. Go ahead and box or something. You know, fight if you got to. But guns and stuff, that's a little extra. You know what I'm saying? That's a little too much. I don't really care for all that. But I'd rather have bars, because the worst that can happen is, you feel me, y'all get into it and y'all go back and forth and both of y'all get some buzz off of it. If you smart, you drop some merchandise with one of your catchy slogans on there. You drop an album, a mixtape or something, get you more buzz. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to use that to your advantage. That's all publicity for. You got to use that. But when you take it outside of the booth into the streets, it just go too negative for me, man. I'm not really a fan of that.
So with all that being said, if you had to rank diss tracks, give me 5 of your best ones.
I think, for me personally, No Vaseline is like one of my favorites. Like, I feel like No Vaseline, Ether, Who Shot Ya, Hit 'Em Up, And this is, a lot of people will disagree, but Back to Back is probably top five because it got nominated for a Grammy. And this is the difference. Oh. Nowadays, artists have the ability to use social media to their advantage. When they drop a song now, you can go Apple Music, SoundCloud, Tidal, Spotify. There's so many different ways to consume music now. So Drake had that advantage of being able to put a song out and then it just go crazy. And then Back to Back was so potent because people were still listening to that in the club. Like, still. You know what I'm saying? So that got to be top five for me, man. And oh, it's hard to not say Remy Ma's is up there because it was so disrespectful. It was just, oh, man.
Yep. Me, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to say Common's The Bitch and You will be one of my favorite.
Ooh, that was a good one.
And I just listened to that, like, just all this beat that was going on. I said, yo, I got to dig in the crates real quick. I got to listen to this. Then another one will be, I like Cannabis' Second Round Knockout. I feel like he took a shot at LL, and he kind of reached him a little bit. Even though LL was the better rapper.
That one has some effect. Just,
Right. He had Mike Tyson in the video. He was like boxing. It was dope to me. Of course, I'm going to have to throw Ether in there. Because if it wasn't for Ether, Remy wouldn't have been able to use the beat. And at the time, I was a huge Jay-Z fan. And when he dissed, when Nas dissed Jay-Z, I'm like, who is this Nas dude? Like, I don't like this dude. Like, you coming at the GOAT. But I had to do my research on Nas, and I'm glad I did because, you know, Nas is, he's in that category when you think about Jay-Z. And, of course, Takeover will be in there as well.
Yeah, Takeover got to be up there. I really hate how some people look at it from that we pitting artists against each other and we're all black. Like, it's not about that. This is a sport. Being a hip-hop artist, a rapper, an MC, whatever you want to call it, it is a sport. And part of that is going at each other. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think that it does become a problem when y'all take it outside. But when you keep it in a booth, it's all entertainment. And that's good. We need that. You know what I'm saying? That sparks conversations like this about who's better. And I think that a perfect situation of it going too far, obviously, is the whole East Coast, West Coast thing with Biggie and Tupac. That was just too much. That's too much. Right. Yeah, exactly. We don't need that. But
we're trying to bridge it, but it's a little too late.
Way too late. And I think that somebody has to do that with Young Dolph and Yo Gotti right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to sit these two. Y'all from the same city.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe not the same, like, address or whatever, but you guys are both from Memphis. One of you guys are claiming to be the king, and the other one is also claiming to be the king. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Yo Gotti. I like them both, honestly. But if I had to pick between the two, I would say Young Dolph because some of the stuff he says is like, wow. Like, you know, Yo Gotti, I just got into Yo Gotti maybe, 3, 4, 5 years ago. I think the song I heard was that the party song with A-Ball and MJG. And I thought, okay, this Yo Gotti dude is coming. But, you know, yeah, you got to sit these guys down because tour bus is getting shot up. Pretty soon, concerts gonna be getting shot up. You know, becoming at people's houses.
People start getting hurt too, man. We don't need that. You know, that's when it becomes bad on rap, and then it's rap is terrible and it's unsafe for the kids and blah blah blah. It go down that path, and man, we don't need that. So another thing I liked about what Remy Ma said was she kind of gave her a time limit to respond.
Right,
that was genius
to
me, man. I loved that.
Hell yeah, she said it took her 48 hours.
I want to see it's Tuesday now, so I want to see when Nikki is going to respond. I feel like at this point, she's not going to say anything because it's almost like you can't really talk about Remy right now. Like, what can you say? If you were going to respond, what would you say? If you had to write some bars for Nikki, what are you writing down for her?
I mean, the only thing she can bring up is the fact that her album sales is low, and if she want to come for the jugular like Remy did, she can bring up the whole the baby situation off Love and Hip Hop, but she can't even do that because Safari already told us that Nikki had an abortion. So, either way it go, like,
it's bad.
You can bring up baby situation, but you're in that same boat. And let's be clear, Nicki Minaj's music changed when she left Safari.
Oh, man. Hey, yeah, we need to address that because Nicki Minaj fans are just delusional. They feel like all her verses are good, all her songs are good.
No.
I haven't heard one good track since Safari left. Not one.
Shout out to Safari because he's getting out there. And I've been peeping his music. It's not the best. Don't get me wrong. But he has a couple of solid tracks that I really rock with. But yeah, man, she's not the same. Like, my favorite song from Nicki would be Moment for Life. And it's like, I can tell, like, after that whole little album, the Pink Print, and then she had the other one, it went downhill.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's something that's off about her now because every verse is trash. And honestly, the verse that she did that got Remy to kind of come at her was trash. Like,
that Make Love joint, right?
It was terrible. She was...
Yeah, with Gucci.
Yeah, she was on there with Gucci, and I'm listening to it like, this is what you did, really? Like, it was bad. So I feel like the 48 hours has passed. Now, I almost don't even want Nicki to respond because she's just going to embarrass herself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it will only be embarrassment now, unless she came back with something that we all had no idea about, like... It's just nothing she can say because Remy isn't ugly. She got a good body. Everything is real.
It's real.
She's married. She has kids. The only thing, this is one thing I want to ask you about, is like, okay, I said, with the miscarriage, do you feel like when artists bring up things like that, like children and kids and things like that, do you feel like that's too much? Like that's off limits?
I'm going to say yes and I'm going to say no. Mm. And the situation is not because... If you listen to a few of Nicki Minaj's songs, how she promotes herself, and do you, for example, that DJ Khaled song, when she said, eat the cake, suck on my, you know what I'm saying? So some of the lyrics she says already makes her a target. So it's kind of like a give or take. Like you got to take, if somebody's coming at you like that, you got to take it.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, I feel like, when it comes to that, you got to kind of put it all into it. If you're going to go at them all the way. So if Nicki brought it up, I wouldn't be mad at her. Like, you got to kind of defend yourself. And again, it's all hip hop. You got to make it clear, like, it's all hip hop. It's all rap. Like, I'm just coming at you like you came at me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to, if I say, F your daughter, I'm not going to go and stab your daughter in the throat. I'm not being serious, but I'm getting these bars off. You know what I'm saying?
Here's a question I propose to you now. Let's say Nicki does respond and she gets a feature. Let's say a Lil Wayne or a Drake. Does Pat Puse get involved?
I don't think so. I think Pat is good just sitting off to the side. Because people, you know what's funny? People try to make fun of him for being... like how he is, but that's literally who all these girls say they want. It's crazy. Like he really just love his woman. He love his family, and that's it. Yeah, he just take care of business. But
his bars is next level though. Like,
he got bars, and they go. His bars go over people's heads. They don't even catch him. You know. Yeah. So I think Pap should just sit this one out, unless somebody from Young Money, Cash Money or something comes directly at Pap as well. And unless his name is mentioned, he should just stay out of it. You know, don't do that.
I feel that.
I don't feel like it's necessary for him to go at her too. Because Nicki got enough. Remy clearly got it. Him doing that was, then it would seem like they bullying her and all that. You don't need to do that. Just leave it how it is. Now, if I was Remy personally, I would have put out another song. Like, if she don't respond by Wednesday morning, I'm putting out another track like I did Saturday. I'm dropping something else. Boom, I'm dropping another one. Just to make sure it's dead and you're, like, done, I'm putting out another one. Like, just...
Two against zero, you know, you can't compete with that.
Yeah, I'm right. That's when you bury her in the ground. Like, that's it. You never get up from that. That's what she should do if Nicki just doesn't respond at all. Right. You know, and I think that the what made Nicki seem to be... Like, what made the loss even worse is the way she responded on social media. Like, the whole going at Trey Songz and...
Ooh, man.
Like, just, you make yourself look bad. You going
at Trey Songz can't catch a break.
Right? Everybody on his head about something. And she looked stupid because he had already addressed it. And then you basically want him to be on your side. She getting mad at Ebro. Like, you gotta kind of... Oh. get mad at the person you're getting mad at. It was funny. I saw somebody tweet saying Nicki was pulling one of those. You ever see somebody getting roasted in a group of people and they turn to somebody who ain't even in the roast is laughing like, what you laughing at? That's what she was doing. Like, you gotta focus. Yeah, she was embarrassed. So I think that if somebody put out a diss track towards me and I felt like I wanted to respond, I think you need to at least give it a day to breathe. Turn your phone off and just go live life. Like, go be outside away from technology. You know what I'm saying? Because almost anything you do at that moment would be a bad move. You got to kind of wait, be patient, and calculate your moves better.
All right.
That tweeting, posting videos, and posting pictures, you look lame. Just stop. Like, she posted a video of Beyonce saying she the queen. Of like, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Like, but see, what makes you the queen? Is it the fact that you have all the money in the world, or does it make you... Are you the queen because of your lyrics?
I think she can clear... I think she knows she don't have good lyrics. I think that's what it is. I think she knows that.
Yeah, man. I mean, some of them tracks, when she's doing all that, you know what I'm saying? All that, she lost. But it's like you said, you got to compare it. Like, one of them, okay, Remy wears weaves, but I mean, let's be honest, what woman don't wear a weave? Nothing against weaves, ladies. But Nicki Minaj wears his wig, wear wigs, the pink wigs, the blonde wigs, you know, these life-size Barbie dolls and all that. Like, let's be honest, Anaconda was horrible. Like, I get it, it was sexy, but the song was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. And it was just... I think that you got to really be patient in your response to a diss track. You got to be patient and a rush at the same time. Basically, you got to put your focus in the right area. Because I agree with what Remy said. After somebody put out a diss track, especially these days, the way social media is and how fast things go, and it can just go viral within an hour, like, you literally do have 48 hours. So you got to take that first day to just breathe and gather information. You know what I'm saying?
Only a true MC would know that.
Right, right. I think that you need people around you too, though. Like, because if I was at Nicki camp, I would have been telling her, like, look, log out, put your phone down. We not tweeting nothing. Don't do nothing. Like, chill. Like, don't tweet none of that. Because all she did then was make it worse on herself. Like, you got to be patient. Relax. Like, just be patient. And let's respond when you're ready to respond. So you got to spend that first 24 hours gathering information, like, doing all your research, trying to find the people who used to be close to her but hate her now, all that. You need to find out all that. Then the next day, you be in the booth all day perfecting that diss track.
Yep.
And then the next day, drop your track like Remy did. That was a perfect time, too. Saturday morning, ain't nobody got to go to work. Like,
man,
we just got time to talk about it. That was perfect timing.
That thing, it set the internet on fire.
And artists now had that luxury. They had that luxury.
Right.
So if you was putting out a diss track, when are you trying to tweet it out? When are you tweeting that SoundCloud link?
Me?
Yeah.
See, the way it's a strategy. And I think the way Remy did it, it was a method to her madness. She heard the Make Love track because, I don't know if you will know it or not, but she said she wasn't talking about Nicki. And the Wait a Minute song that she did with Fresher.
Oh, yo, and she it was got another off. Song she got did, off on that. And I was saying at that point in time, she's warning Nicki Minaj. I said that, I tweeted that, and people was saying I'm delusional. She didn't say nothing about her. I'm like, but if you listen to the description, that was that Nicki, man. That was a warning. It was a warning shot.
Yeah, but see, sometimes you have to. And then she doubled back saying, no, we cool. I don't have no beef with her. If I was going to diss her, I would say her name. Then when Nicki came with the Make Love track, which I feel bad for Gucci, because it's like he's under scrutiny now, because it's like, why are you using my song to diss somebody else? Like, you could have took that verse and put it on my instrumental if you wanted to. So the way I would go about it is, like you said, I'm going to gather me some information. You know what I'm saying? Talk to a couple people. And I'm going to drop it either at midnight or early in the morning. That way when people wake up, they can get it. Or when people are getting ready to turn up, they can get it. Because it's going to be talked about at two times of the day, midnight and early morning.
Yeah, I think that's the best time, like 5 a.m. East Coast time. like early. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna take off, and then when people wake up, that's the first thing they see all over their timeline, and then it'll have a lot more of an impact. You know what I'm saying? I'm hyped to see if Nicki responds, man. I feel like it's too late though. Me, I just feel like it's too late. Now you got to keep going, just act like it didn't happen. Even though people are gonna bring it up forever, because them memes will live on, man.
Yeah, they definitely gonna live on forever. You can't, if you apologize. Well, I don't know. You know, the question is proposed now. Can they reconcile? Can they do a track together? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't even think about that. I don't know. I don't think Remy would.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I don't know. When her and Fat Joe got this type of chemistry together, because I heard the album they put out. I'm not going to say the name of the album because I can't pronounce it to save my life, but I heard some of Fat Joe's bars on the album. I don't know if she's writing for him or she said, yo, bro, you need to get in the studio. If you're going to keep up with me, you need to write, because, you know. But his bars have improved.
Oh, wow. And yeah, man. I think that was a big part of her putting out the diss track, too, to help them album sales.
Exactly, because if you look on iTunes right now, that Sheetha's track is in the top 10. It's, I think, number 9. It's right above the Gucci song. So, yeah, it's definitely going to help those sales.
Yeah, man, I ain't mad at her.
Man, not at all.
All right, man, so it's time for our sleeper picks. Shout out to Joe Button. You know, I'm not... One thing I do want to say, because I saw a couple people ask me about this on Facebook, I'm not saying this idea is mine. I got this idea from Joe Button at the end of their podcast. They like to put out... Uncle Joe. Yeah, man, Uncle Joe. They put out a lot of... every episode, everybody on the show, all the co-hosts, put out... they talk about a song, you know, that they like, but it's not a popular song. It's not mainstream, usually. So... You know, at the end of every episode of Debate the Music, you know, we want to add that in to kind of help artists. And eventually we'll get to the point where we'll be having artists on the show as guests to, you know, introduce their music and talk about their journey and what it's like being an underground artist trying to break out and things like that. So what's your sleeper pick for today, man?
My sleeper pick for today, I have actually two. I don't know if we have time for two, but I have two. The first track is going to be my man out in Cali. His name is Jay Reeves. The name of the track is Party in My Bedroom. I know some of you are like, what? But the record has a grown and sexy type of feel to it. It's like you can two-step to it with your lady, you know, so it's like a feel-good record. The second one is from this young man that I was researching in Tennessee. He's an up-and-coming rapper. He's trying to get his stuff off the ground. And he has a song called Ride the Wave that he's working on. I actually peeped it on Snapchat a couple days ago. And I was like, yo, like, you got to put that out. And he was like, I'm not done yet. And I feel like I kind of rushed him to put it out. But if I did rush him, my apologies, bro. But when you got a hit on your hands, man, sometimes you got to, you know, you got to get it to the people. So those will be my two.
All right, man. I'm going to definitely make sure I link those shows in the episode description. For me, I got to give a shout out to this band, the Hicks. They work with Boss, who is signed to Dreamville. I heard them on his album Too High to Ride, and I was just amazed, you know, because they don't have a lot of recognition and notoriety right now. They're from London, overseas. They got one little EP called Tangle. It's available on Apple Music. All four songs are dope. Best song on there, though, is definitely Lines. It's some real vibe music, you know, some chill stuff. You kind of listen to after a workout or something when you're trying to relax, you know. Not it's definitely not club music. I'll definitely edit a few clips in for y'all to hear, you know. Go download that. All right, man, that's our episode for today, our diss track episode.
Sir,
thank y'all for listening. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/gpn and check out all our other shows. We do have the Simply Hoop Show basketball podcast.
Shout out to the ladies from The Plug.
Yeah, we got The Plug going. Health is Wealth. We're trying to get healthy. Money Talks. Finances. Yeah, man, we got everything. We still growing. If you got any show ideas you want to contribute, you think you'd do great on a podcast, even if you want to be a guest, you know, hit me up on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Hit me up on Twitter, KingTail21. And when we say artists, let's put this out there before the show ends. We don't just mean rappers. We mean singers. We mean bands, rock. You know, we're into music. So this Debate the Music podcast is for all types of music. So whatever type of music you have and you feel like you want to get it out there, send it our way.
Yeah, man, definitely. Send that to us on Twitter. We'll definitely give you a shout out. Be patient. We may not get you on the first episode, but we'll get you as soon as possible, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all.